You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hello, everybody. It's Ken Davenport here. Welcome back to the Producer's Perspective podcast. We are off of our hiatus, and we are coming back just like the theater industry. After 6 years of podcasting with one specific style, we're going to shake it up here. That's right. There will be no guests. No guests. Just me. I'm going to give you some micro episodes of things that are on my mind, my perspective on Broadway, on the comeback of Broadway, and we're going to get into it. These episodes will be 5 minutes to 15 minutes in length at most. Micro conversations to get you thinking and to get you making more theater. Today, what we are talking about is the five stages of the comeback of Broadway. I believe there are going to be five stages to it. And I'm going to break those stages down for you next. But first, let me tell you that this episode, our first of our reboot, is brought to you by StreamYard. If you are streaming theater, if you are into streaming theater, you got to check out StreamYard. When we kicked off the live stream series back in March a year ago, we found StreamYard and have been using their software ever since. Check the link in the description notes to this podcast. Set up your free account today and get started with a live stream show of your own on StreamYard. And now, on to the first of our return to the Producer's Perspective podcast.
I want to be a producer with a hit show on Broadway.
You're listening to the Producer's Perspective podcast with your host, Tony Award winner, Ken Davenport.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Welcome back to the podcast. Today, we're going to talk about the return of Broadway and what I've called the five phases of Broadway's return. And each one of those phases is going to require us to look at something in it to see how we're actually coming back. There's going to be a stress test in each one of the phases. Because look, there's one thing that we all should really understand and realize, that it's not like we're just going to turn the lights on to Broadway and everything's going to come rushing back at once and tons of audiences are going to come back. There are going to be a number of checkpoints along the way to determine how we are coming back. If you think about it, it's like those old movies where there was a giant computer system and it was like, chung chung, okay, that's on. Now step two, ching ching, and then step three, and this grind and the whir. Broadway is a giant machine. It's a giant institution. It's going to take that kind of thing. And along the way, we're going to be able to see how that machine is functioning, how it's working, right? So let me break down what I call my five phases of Broadway's return for you, okay? Phase number one is the we're back on sale phase, okay? Now, this phase is going to be the moment that some shows announce that they're back on sale. And that they have an opening date. And this time it'll be real because no more pushing down the pike a little bit. We are finally coming out of this thing. And I believe the next dates that will be announced will be real ones. So this phase one will begin with a few shows. I don't think it's going to be all of Broadway again. You'll see a handful of them probably announce that they're coming back at certain times. The dates may be staggered. They're not going to all announce at the same time. But I'm expecting a few shows will roll out at the same time. Because I actually think that there's strength and confidence in numbers. So if we release a few at once, it'll be a sign to our audience that these dates are actually going to stick. When will this happen? I believe this back on sale phase will begin at least 3 months before the first performance, but more likely 4 to 6 months. When does that mean? I actually think it's going to be in April. I think that's when you're going to see the first shows go back on sale. Remember, we need a runway. We need a six-month runway, 3 to 6 month period to really provide enough time to not only sell tickets, but also to get things rehearsed, to get things oiled up, if you will, to be ready. Now, this phase one, this is going to be our first big test. This will let us know if there has been pent-up demand in our audience to warrant buying tickets as soon as they're available. Will they believe that this date is real? Remember, we've pushed out a date a few times. Will like the ticketing systems like break down with this unbelievable demand like the vaccines websites, right? Will people be trying to grab the best seat possible right away? We're going to find out. Now, what will influence this? Well, obviously, will depend heavily on what shows are announced. That's why I'm predicting the first shows that are announced will be the big heavyweights, frankly, that people couldn't get tickets to before COVID hit. These are the ones that will come first, and that will guarantee that this phase one has a positive response to us. Okay, that's phase one. Phase two, this is the pre-performance phase. This phase starts the day after phase one begins and goes all the way until the first performance of that first show. So when we're in a normal sales period, we watch this chunk of time very closely, right? When we go on sale to that first performance, because we're watching to see ticket velocity, we're watching to see that curve, how our advance is building, we're going to be watching this very, very closely on all the shows. The industry will be watching. The sales information isn't made public, but I guarantee you there'll be a lot of gossip being spread about how shows are selling because all eyes will be on it, right? It will really give us the first indication on how many tickets are being sold without advertising, without marketing. If we can get back to that general flow that we had before of sales for these shows, just there's a natural number of tickets and dollars that are moved each day for certain shows, especially the long runners. Can we get back to that, right? Does it increase when we start to advertise? And I mean advertise individually, like each show individually, or the industry as a whole when we start to advertise just Broadway being back. Typically, this period of time from on sale to first performance looks like the front of a bell curve. And obviously, we hope when the performances begin, when the curve just continues to go up. Okay? Again, big question mark is what will happen to these shows that were under sales pressure before COVID. So there are shows that are going back on sale that we don't know what was going to happen, what were going to happen to them, right? So they were under pressure before. Will they continue to be under pressure? Will it be more pressure? Will some of these shows actually decide, you know what? We're not reacting fast enough to our return. We're not selling enough tickets to make those first few weeks of performances valid, right? Maybe you'll see a few shows pull out. I don't know, but that is definitely a possibility. Although I think with Save Our Stages funding in place for these shows, I actually am doubting that that will happen. I don't think you'll see shows pull up stakes. If Save Our Stages wasn't there, I think you might see some shows pull up stakes, but I don't think that will be the case this time. Save Our Stages is actually great legislation. Thank you, Chuck Schumer and Klobuchar and everyone else who pitched in to make that happen. Because it's actually guaranteeing we get a bunch of shows back and a bunch of people back to work. So that's stage two, or phase two, I should say, from that on sale to the first performance. Phase three, We're back, baby. So I'm expecting this massive spike in sales the week that phase three begins, which is the week that shows open up again, right? Because who isn't going to want to be in a theater that first night? I mean, all of you listening to this right now, you're theater fans, I would imagine. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this podcast. Your theater fans, where else would you want to be than the first night a curtain goes up on a Broadway show? I mean, can you just imagine, just think about that for a second, what that ovation is going to be like? I mean, I keep saying, like, the Weather Channel better issue some flash flood warnings for Times Square, because the tears are going to be flowing that night from the actors on stage, from the musicians, from the producers, and of course the audience members as well. I spoke to Rob McClure on my live stream when this began, and I asked him, who's star of Mrs. Doubtfire, I said, are you on stage when the show begins of Mrs. Doubtfire? And he nodded yes. And I remember thinking, my God, you better like tell your wife you're going to be home late that night, because you're going to miss your train. That ovation is going to be so long. And knowing how much Rob loves doing his job, I have a feeling it's going to be a hard time for him keeping it together. So I'm expecting this massive spike in sales for the beginning and through the first week of phase three, which is when we get our shows back up and running again. Now, if we don't have full houses those first few shows, that will be a sign that we've come back too soon. Now, I don't expect that to be the case either. I think we're doing this the right way and very safely and conservatively. But if we don't sell out those first few nights, then something isn't quite right about our return. Okay, phase four, I'll call it the reviews are in. Now, this is what happens right after that, right? What after that? Now, I have predicted that we're going to have a strong return, because the reviews that I'm talking about here are not just the incredible amount of press we're going to get, because we're going to get it. Broadway, the theater has never been down this long, never mind Broadway being down this long. It's going to get enormous amounts of press attention all over the world, which will help spike sales. But sales for Broadway and for theater in general are driven primarily from word of mouth. And the word of mouth from those people who come to see those first few shows, it's going to be incredible, right? All those people that experience Rob McClure or an insert title of show here, Phantom Six, whatever it is, they're going to rush back and tell all their friends, oh my gosh, I was at a Broadway show last night. It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen. You've got to go. You've got to go. And that word of mouth is going to spread. They're going to tell people, I felt safe. I felt health. I'm healthy. I'm not sick. You got to go. You got to go. And I think we're going to see a good bounce from the bottom here. But look, it's not all going to be good news, right? It's not all going to be good news. We still are going to be down in terms of tourism, right? And we're some shows are going to struggle through this period. And while I'm expecting Broadway to be fully operational like November, late November for our holiday season, which I expect to be good, right after those holidays are over, we get to that January, February period, which is notoriously bad for Broadway as a whole. So it certainly is going to be a little tougher in our post-pandemic season, because tourists definitely, they don't come in January, February as is. And if we are still depressed in terms of our tourist activity here in New York City, then that first January, February, despite a strong return, is going to be tougher. We're going to actually have to do a lot of outreach to locals to help fill those gaps. So there, we could lose some shows quicker than usual in next January, February, right? That is something that we all have to be prepared for. I expect the full complement of shows to return, except for the shows that have announced they're already not returning, Sing Street, Mean Girls, etc. But then the first time we could see a few open theaters is right after the first of the year. So we're going to watch this phase four, the reviews are in phase, which is after that first week or so of performances, very closely. Again, I expect sales to be good during that holiday period, but that's also when shows that see January, February looming may have to announce that they're not going to stick around. And then phase five is when we're back to normal, right? This is when we all go back to the business patterns and trends that we had before. You know what? That ain't going to happen. That is not going to happen. There will be no return to normalcy, quote unquote. So we better get used to it now. The pandemic has changed human behavior. It changed consumer behavior and theater-going behavior forever. Forever. We will never go back to the way it was before. So if you're a theater maker, if you run a theater, whatever it is in the theater that you are a part of, we're never going back to a way that it was before. And by the way, in many cases, this is a good thing. This is a good thing. We are able to rebuild our industry in a whole bunch of ways that will be more beneficial to us in the long haul. So this phase five, quote unquote normalcy, it won't be normal. We'll be creating a new normal, that already somewhat hackneyed phrase, but that's what I'll use here today. It'll be something brand new. What will it be exactly? I have no idea. I have no idea, right? It's an unknown right now. It's a galaxy far, far away. But I can promise you two things. We are going to get there. We are going to get there. And I will be there. And I promise to bring you my perspective on it. Thanks for tuning in to this brand new reboot of the Producer's Perspective podcast. We will see you next week when I'll be talking about why social distancing doesn't work for the theater. Tune in, spread the word, share with your theater-making friends, and we'll see you then. Thanks again for listening to the Producer's Perspective podcast. If you found this episode informative, educational, inspirational, or just entertaining, do me a favor and share this episode with another theater maker or two in your life. My mission is to amplify the conversation about theater, because if we get more people talking about it, we'll get more people making it, we'll get more people seeing it. It will be great for the industry as a whole. If you want more of my daily perspectives on theater and Broadway, check out my blog at theproducersperspective.com or check out my social media accounts at Ken Davenport B-Way on Instagram and at Ken Davenport on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. We'll see you for the next episode.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.